This is CliffCentral.com.
But let's begin with Anthea this morning. She missed out last week because she was feeling sick, which sounds like a rubbish excuse, but she really
she was on her deathbed.
Oh, no, it's been happening to everyone.
Yeah. Harden up.
I was here last week, even though I was coughing and spluttering so much on Friday.
Oh, wow. Are we really going to
Jan and Sia wanted nothing
Gareth's
to do with
me. Often sickly.
Yes, but he's here. I come in anyway.
All right,
I didn't want to make the rest of you sick.
Oh, that's
thank
nice.
You, Anthea. I'm with you on this one.
So, Anthea, ShopRite, big news.
Yeah, so CEO Peter Engelbrecht took out a leveraged position on the company's share price, bought 20 million rand of exchange-traded contracts, ECFDs, using his own money. Not too shabby, eh?
Wow.
Yeah. So last year, he made 26 million rand? No, 20 million. The year before, 26 million.
Hang on, what did he make off of this?
Well, he hasn't yet. So what a CFD is, the contract for difference, you don't actually own the share, you own a derivative on the share, and it's leveraged. So normally, the bank or the broker providing you the CFD would take a 10 or 20% margin. So you have to put down 10 or 20% of your nominal position. And then as the share price moves, obviously it'll move for and against you. If it moves against you, they'll do a margin call. Remember the movie? And you'll have to pay money in. If the share price moves in your favor, then you basically your account is in a credit, or you can withdraw the money if you want, or you can just leave it there for when the share moves against you, because we know shares move up and down, right?
Right.
He's taken out a long CFD. In other words, he's gone long the share, or he's, in inverted commas, bought the share. Because you can go short CFDs as well. So you can sell or go naked short if you don't have, if you don't actually own the share. So he's betting that the share price will go up.
It's going up, yeah.
I mean, it's a great thing when it does, because a leveraged position, it's got, well, I mean, I don't know how to explain it other than to say it's leveraged. And so, you know, you'll make lots more money. But if it goes down, you can lose all your money.
And how does that change or how is it interpreted when you're the CEO of that business?
Very positively. So the question the market's asking is, does he really believe in the share, or is he trying to signal to the market?
Yeah.
So, you know, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, these things do go very badly. In 2008, the owners of Vox Telecom did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They did the deal with DealStream. And in fact, it went so badly, RMB put DealStream in curatorship, and the two CEOs of Vox Telecom lost all their money.
Oof.
So it can go very badly against you.
All right. The state of the economy, we've got consumer spending not necessarily moving. It's kind of stagnant. Retail sales, bleh. Pick and pay?
Still shot the lights out.
How?
Unbelievable.
How did they do this?
They grow turnover growth 7% up. And I think this has all got to do with, you know, how they're changing their image, how they're changing the shopping experience. Smart Shopper now has over 7 million subscribers, and they've offered 6.6 billion rand in discounts. And whenever I say this, I think of Henry. He came in one day. One day he came into work and went, oh, I shopped at Pick and Pay liquor store the other day and got 60% discount. He bought 2,000 rands worth of liquor for home, obviously.
Jeepers, how hard is he, Joel?
Your Henry clubs.
Just going to go quickly drop $2,000 on booze.
Making a note here to party with Henry more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how it works, right? Work hard, play hard.
So 2,000 rand on liquor?
And he got a 60% discount.
Wow.
I don't know how. It's like they have these like spot prizes or whatever it is. Henry is never going to shop anywhere else.
I'm the same. I'm lucky enough to live next to one of those big Pick and Pays.
Huh?
And yeah, you often get stuff back. The other day, Anthea, I won a bag. I won a shopping bag. Take that, Henry.
A sustainable, environmentally sustainable
Yes, a reusable shopping bag.
Oh, we like that.
All right.
So yes, I think Pick and Pay just has got everything right. I mean, the economy's barely growing at 1% and ShopRite's, I mean, Pick and Pay is growing at 7%. So
very good.
Yeah, very good. And they've opened a net 110 new stores.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Phenomenal.
It's a really great story.
Good
the
for
market
them.
Wasn't that sure about it though. So, you know, I think the market was expecting a bit more because because 2 weeks ago they'd given us a trading update. And then they guide, you know, from, say, a 10% window, I should say. And market was probably expecting it to come at the top range. When it didn't, it kind of came
well,
in the middle.
Well, you know what? I'd be grateful in this economy for 7%. Thank
exactly.
you. Let's talk about the U.S. GDP figures.
Well, let's talk about
Is
the U.S.
Is Donald Trump still winning? So much winning. I promised you so much winning, you're going to be tired of winning. Is that what's happening?
That's exactly what's happening. So U.S. GDP figure surprise on the upside in the first quarter. They came in at 3.2% from the fourth quarter last year's 2.2%, which is fantastic. So where we're growing at less than 1%, the U.S. is growing at 3.2%. On Friday, they announced that they added 263,000 jobs for April. We were expecting, or the market, when I say we, the market, was expecting 190,000 jobs to be created. Lots of job creation. Unemployment rate is now 3.6%, which is even lower than the previous 3.8%. So it's really nonstop. But I really want to caveat this because over the weekend, Donald Trump turned against China and said, we're now going to put our tariffs up by 25%, whereas previously he'd said only 10%. So in fact, Asian markets were down this morning. U.S. futures were trading lower this morning. So even though he's got all this great kind of unemployment numbers lower, creating jobs, GDP growth, he keeps doing things that is negative for the market. So
what's this in particular?
Well, for the trade tariffs. So the U.S. futures were down 2%, which is an indication.
Is this mostly with China?
Yes, this is absolutely with China. And in fact,
isn't he bringing back the jabs?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to take some pain if you want to make some gains.
No, this is not the same thing. So,
for example, he's told a whole lot of the big tech companies are going to bring a lot of their manufacturing into the U.S. That's going to cost you short term, but hopefully long term, it creates sustainability.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think it happens
immediately.
You don't
get something for nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're happy with that, then
sure,
we'll
take
it.
Sure, I am. I mean, America's economy growing is good for everybody. Just like when China's grows, it's good for everybody.
This is true.
Oh.
But he's really moving it from China to the U.S., right?
Well, that's his job as president of the United States. He's not the president of China.
This is true. There's no doubt he's done some great things. And, you know, also the tax cuts for corporates have been great. And so, yeah, it's all going his way, really.
So let's talk about that evil lizard Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, what is he doing now?
So Facebook put out their results last week. There were a couple of tech companies, Microsoft, Amazon, Facebook. Anyway, start with Facebook. An impressive set of results by anybody's imagination. Earnings per share was reported at 85 cents per share. But excluding once-off charge, it was actually $1.89 per share, which is phenomenal. He did set aside 3 billion rand for the settlement of the Cambridge Analytica data breach. So that hasn't quite gone away yet. So we're excluding
3
that.
Billion rand or 3 billion
Did
dollars?
Did I say rand?
Yeah,
I meant
rand.
Dollars, sorry.
Dollars. Wow. Oh, wow, Ben. Sure.
Thanks, Ben.
Sorry. Hi. Ben, just getting it carried away. Because he couldn't play his theme music earlier. Now he's playing it
he
loud.
He wants all the attention.
It. Okay. So
it was Zuckerberg, wasn't me?
Hold on. So Zuckerberg set aside $3 billion in case this thing doesn't go his way.
This Cambridge Analytica.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Settlement, indeed.
All right.
He increased revenue by 26%, which is pretty fantastic. And then the one thing we always check is monthly active users. And normally, in the last couple of quarters, I should say, it's been on the decrease. But in the last quarter, it increased by 8%. So that's
so what's it at now?
So, 2.4 billion people.
Oof. Okay, well, that's not a small audience. Yeah, good for him. All right.
He was very focused, saying, well, not focused on, but yeah, focused on this privacy issue, saying that that's the future. You know, they're going to collaborate. It's very important for them. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah. Exactly. Who believes him?
Yeah.
Microsoft. How did they do?
A decent set of results. They delivered 14% year-on-year revenue growth. Consensus was expecting 11%. So
that's great.
Yeah, not bad at all. Their cloud business is really where it's all happening. It increased revenue in the cloud business increased 41% year on year and now makes up a third of their total revenue. So, sure. So that's definitely where everything's moving towards.
And Amazon?
And then Amazon, so moderately slower revenue growth, but massive profit growth. So really managing to squeeze margins, looking after their spend, but still a decent figure. Sales grew by 17%. The revenue growth decrease was expected, or the slowing down, I should say, was expected. And I don't think it's a terrible thing. I think they'll keep going with it. Amazon announced that it's going to invest aggressively to be able to deliver one-day shipping for Prime members. So I think that will again start increasing sales and continue growth. So generally, yeah, just another good news story. So all the tech companies in the US growing very nicely.
Thank you very much, Anthea Gardner.
Anthea, before I let you go, Kaylin just wants to remind you that you should not forget Boxer Superstores contribute largely to Pick and Pay's figures. What say you to that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's absolutely right. And in fact, I think I'll have to think about this carefully. Boxer increased by like 24% or something ridiculous. So, yes. And also, of course, a sign that people are shopping down, right?
Unless you're Henry, you're shopping up
at the Pick and Pay.
Does Henry have like a harem of women back home that he's feeding all his booze to?
Ask no questions, hear no lies. Just accept it.
Okay, good for Henry. Wow, and that's just for one weekend, huh?
Just one weekend. Yeah, exactly.
That guy parties hard. All right, yeah, thanks
Leanne
very much.
Already has her feelers out now.
Yeah. Sure, Leanne's already calling
now I know
Henry.
Who I'm marrying finally.
Yeah. Hey, Henry, come do the finance. Anthea's crap.
Thanks, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.